Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show where we are making this world a polite place to live one person at a time. We cover topics ranging from acts of kindness to handling pet peeves. If you are listening live, call 347-324-3295. Now here is your host, etiquette and image expert, speaker and author, also known as the Etiquette Lady, Miss Donna.
Good evening, happy Sunday, and welcome to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. I'm Miss Donna, also known as the Etiquette Lady. Today is Sunday, November 24, 2013, and we are broadcasting live from Atlanta, Georgia. Our topic this evening is thankfulness. Well, since the name of the show is What is Etiquette Anyway? We may want to go ahead and answer that question since we know that we have new listeners joining each week, and welcome to all of our new listeners. And we know that we have a variety of ages that listen to our show since it is a family show. Etiquette is simply a set of rules of behavior. By using these rules, people make living with each other more pleasant and comfortable. The word etiquette comes from an old French word meaning ticket. It later came to mean a prescribed routine, especially of court behavior. Charles I and II of England copied the rules of etiquette from the French court, and these rules became requirements of behavior everywhere. And I always want to send out kudos to Charles I and II. They are responsible for having etiquette in our country. Well, once again, happy Sunday, happy Thanksgiving. This is our Thanksgiving show. What we're going to talk about is ways to be thankful, what you're thankful for, acts of kindness. And, of course, since this is the traditional week of Thanksgiving, we certainly want to discuss ways to be kind, to be grateful to others, and not necessarily just only on Thanksgiving, but all through the year. And, of course, you know our show is What is Etiquette Anyway? And one of the things we always talk about or refer to are magic words. And, of course, thank you is certainly a magic word. In fact, there are two small words that make such a big difference. So we're going to talk about, why you should even be thankful and grateful. So you can feel free to join the conversation at 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295, or you may shoot us an email if you'd like, as some of you have already done, and we will certainly get to those just as soon as possible. Well, what are some ways that we can say thank you? Saying that particular, those two particular words, like I said, it really carries a big meaning. But for some reason or other, sometimes people seem to forget to use them. Just for an example, you may see someone signaling in front of you trying to move over or to trying to move in front of you. And since you have your kindness hat on, you allow them to pull over in front of you. And, you know, you kind of watch to see if they're going to wave or they're going to say thank you. And many times they just don't do it. And so what's that about? Okay. It is just so important that these little things that we just don't take for granted. For an example, you could be entering a building. And as you enter the building, you hold the door open for the person entering behind you. And oftentimes, they just say nothing. They come in like, okay, you were the doorman. You're supposed to open the door. So, you know, wow, another missed opportunity to say thanks. So, you know, you probably think to yourself, I am not holding the door for another person. But you don't want to do that. Keep your kindness hat on and you know, make sure that you do yourself stay thankful and you're grateful as well. Well, I want to talk real quickly about the history of Thanksgiving, the history of Thanksgiving. Thanksgiving or Thanksgiving Day is a holiday celebrated in the United States on the fourth Thursday in November. It has been an annual tradition since 1863 when during the Civil War, President Abraham Lincoln proclaimed a national day of thanksgiving and praise to our benefit Father who dwelt in the heavens to be celebrated on Thursday, November 26. And as a federal and public holiday in the United States, Thanksgiving is one of the major holidays of the year. Together with Christmas and New Year, Thanksgiving is a part of the broader holiday season. Now, the event that Americans commonly call the first Thanksgiving was celebrated by the Pilgrims after their first harvest in the New World in 1621. This feast lasted 3 days, and it was attended by 90 Native Americans, as accounted by attendee Edward Winslow, and 53 Pilgrims. The New England colonists were accustomed to celebrating Thanksgiving, days of prayer, thanking God for blessings such as military victory or the end of a drought. So that gives you a little bit of history about Thanksgiving. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. First, we're going to go ahead and go to the phone. We're going to take our first caller, extension 0412. Thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello? Extension 0412. Hello, can you hear me? Okay, not quite sure what's going on. Let's see. We will try and go to another caller, extension 5681, extension 5681. Hello. Thanks for calling What is Etiquette Anyway? Okay, not quite sure. Extension 0412, hello. Okay, all right. Make sure that you do press 1 so that you we will be able to identify you and know that you're on the line and you'll be able to talk this evening and share what Thanksgiving means to you. Hello? Okay, it seems like we're having a little technical difficulty. But we're going to move on. We'll try to come back and pick up those callers. I want to go ahead and go to some of the messages that we have received. It says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I am thankful for the show you do every week. You always have great info that my family and I enjoy. Keep up the good work and have a blessed Thanksgiving. This comes from Deb, Lamb, and Family. From Alpharetta, Georgia. Thank you so much, Deb, for sending that in. We certainly do appreciate it. And we are so very thankful that you listen to our show each week. Thank you so much for that. All right, let's see. We have one that says, Dear Etiquette Lady, I am thankful for my mom and dad who takes care of me. I love them very much. This comes from Donald. And Donald is 8 years old. Donald, thank you for listening to our show, and thank you for sending that message to us. We are thankful that you are listening to our show. And as I said a little earlier, we know that this is a family show, and we certainly do appreciate you moms and dads that, you know, allow your children to listen in as well. I'm going to try to go back to the phone to pick up some of our callers. Hello, extension 0412. Hello, thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Okay, not quite sure what's going on. If you are on the line, if you would possibly go ahead and hang up and try to call back in if you can hear me. Our number again is 347-324-3295, 347-324-3295. And we'll be right back in just a minute.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition, the book, What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiqueetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, we are back, and we're going to see if we can go back to the phone. Extension 0412, hello.
Hello?
Hello. Hi there. How are you?
I'm doing great. This is Bernice. Hi, Donna.
Hi, Bernice. How are you? Happy Sunday to you.
Thank you. I'm very happy to be a part of your show this evening.
Well, it is a pleasure to have you call in. Of course, we're talking about the meaning of Thanksgiving and what Thanksgiving means to you. And how would you like to begin this year?
Well, I'd like to just say how thankful I am for my four wonderful children that are just a blessing from God that I raised as a single parent, and in turn, my seven grandchildren who are just a delight. Just I can't thank God enough for that little group of people.
Wow, how wonderful. Seven grandchildren, how many girls and how many boys?
Two girls and five boys.
Wow, how about that? Testosterone has taken over, huh?
It has. I think I know what to do with the boys more than I do with the girls.
How nice, how wonderful. You know, it's just so amazing that if you just sit back and think, and a lot of times people think, well, I have to have some elaborate comment about what Thanksgiving means. It's just a matter of just being thankful and grateful, you know, period. I get up in the morning, the first thing I say is, Lord, I thank you for a wonderful night's rest and for this new day. Because I didn't have to see another day. So I start there being grateful. And, of course, as you said, for your family, I mean, that's such a blessing, you know, to have children and grandchildren, as you stated. I mean, there's some people who, you know, wanted to have children but were not, you know, for some reason unable to have children. So, you know, we have to really, really count, you know, our blessings, whether we feel that they are, you know, enormous or small. It is just so important. And also, when I think of being thankful, there is a psalm that my favorite psalm when it comes to being thankful. And I'm pretty sure you're familiar with this psalm. It's Psalm 100.
Oh, yes.
Yes. And for those of you in the audience who may not be familiar with Psalm 100, I'm going to share that with you just simply because it's my favorite Thanksgiving psalm. And it says, shout for joy to the Lord, all the earth. Worship the Lord with gladness. Come before him with joyful songs. Know that the Lord is God. It is he who made us, and we are his. We are his people, the sheep of his pasture. Enter his gates with thanksgiving and his courts with praise. Give thanks to him and praise his name, for the Lord is good and his love endures forever. His faithfulness continues through all generations. And I am so thankful for to know that. You know, it's fairly a short psalm, but it's really powerful in the statement, very
Absolutely.
Powerful.
Definitely. You know, while you were sharing that psalm, it really made me think about the fact that we should also, for those of us who are born in America, we really do need to be grateful for that, because we do have the freedom to worship or not to worship. But thank God he's given us the mind to worship him and to praise him, to give him honor and to give him thanks, where in so many other countries, you know, all of the citizens are required to believe a certain way. But God put us in a country where we do have that freedom to totally worship him in spirit and in truth and in total freedom, not because we're required to, but because we just love him so much. And he deserves all of that love and that gratitude.
That's right. And, I mean, I can't even begin to imagine what it would be like if we didn't have that freedom. I mean, you can only just imagine, but I can't even imagine. And, you know, there are so many people who come from countries that they can tell you and share that, you know, if they did it, they had to hide out
right.
and do it. And so that is really, it's amazing, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Wow. So, you know, to our radio audience, it is certainly just to kind of know how grateful and blessed that we are, even as a country.
That's right.
Yeah. Really amazing yeah. to me. I'm going to see, I'm going to hold you over for a second, Ms. Bernice, if you have a second. I'm trying to pull someone else in. I'm not quite sure. Let's see. Extension 7823, 7823, thanks for calling. What is etiquette anyway? Hello. Okay, extension 5122, extension 5122. Okay, not quite sure what's going on. I think when you call in, they could be just hanging out listening, because sometimes we do have callers in queue, and they just want to just kind of hang out and listen, which is perfectly fine. That is perfectly fine. Well, in case you're just joining us, this is our Thanksgiving show. We're talking about being thankful and grateful and some of the ways that, you know, some of the ways we can be thankful, and whether it's through an act of kindness, whether it's just using those two little words that have such a powerful meaning, thank you. And we have to make sure that we do, in fact, use those two little words, because they really are powerful. Let me ask you something, Bernice, since I still have you on with me.
Yeah.
Let me ask you this. Have you ever been in a situation where, you know, you did something really nice for someone and they just didn't even bother to say thanks? And how does that make
really
you feel? Mm-hmm.
Yes, that's happened to me more than once, and after I got over, you know, the surprise that they didn't respond with gratitude, I just kind of laughed just to get over it very quickly.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I just figured that maybe they're grateful, but everybody, like you said, not everybody takes out the time to express it. I try to give them the benefit of the doubt and not say that they're
mm-hmm.
ungrateful.
mm-hmm. And that's good. That's a good reaction, for the simple fact, you know, that happens to some people, and, you know, and it's such a turnoff. And many
yes.
people, because I was saying a little earlier, many people said, well, forget it. You know, they didn't even say thank
right.
you. I'm not going to let anybody else get in front of me. Huh, you want to get in front of me? Too bad. You probably won't even say thank you anyway. So so we want to certainly, you know, continue to initiate, you know, those types of acts of kindness whether or not they do say thank you. But it does makes you feel a little better if someone at least acknowledges that, okay, thank you so much. I know you didn't have to do it. You know, all the five other cars that I was trying to get in front of, they didn't let me, and I know you didn't have to, but thank you anyway. And
yeah.
I'm going to read something from my What is Executive Etiquette book. It's a chapter that I did. It said, I said thank you, so why should I put it in writing? And it goes, there are two small words with such a large meaning. They are thank you. Why not go out of your way to thank someone who does something nice for you? Invest in a nice box of personalized stationery to write your thank you notes. Avoid purchasing the generic store-bought thank you cards. In the age of technology, especially in business, you'll be tempted to email your thank you note, but don't. Nothing takes the place of a handwritten thank you note. Write it neatly in your own handwriting. In the event that your handwriting is not legible, it's okay to print. This adds a personal touch and shows that you appreciate the person for taking the time to select a special gift for you or for doing something nice for you. And that just kind of, when you're, mainly when you're on an interview, at the conclusion of the interview, go ahead and write, you know, a thank you note to the person, that prospective employer. Because oftentimes, you know, people don't do that. So that will certainly kind of set you apart if you do that. So that'll be great. And, you know, some other, you know, reasons for writing a thank you. Of course, we said someone gives you a gift, a new customer patronizes your business, someone gives you a referral, someone interviews you, of course, for a job. The recipients will be honored again that you took the time to think of them personally, writing them a thank you note. They will remember that for quite some time. So it really is powerful in saying thank you. And we'll be right back. We're going to pause just real quickly for a brief message.
What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show is sponsored by Pages Etiquette Seminars, LLC. Pages Etiquette Seminars provides both personal and professional development training for all ages and offers motivational and training materials such as What is Etiquette Anyway? By Donna Page Riley, a book about manners for children, but grown-ups can read it too. This book covers introductions, writing thank yous, table and telephone manners, and much more. In addition to the book What is Executive Etiquette Anyway? Key ingredients for building successful working relationships. Some of its contents include how to master the art of networking, business over lunch, and how to impress your interviewer, only to name a few. Pages Etiquette Seminars, that's www.pagesetiquette.com, www.pagesetiquette.com. Do you have children under 18? Do you rent or own your home? How much money do you have saved for retirement? How do you plan to support yourself when you retire? What would you and your family do if a loved one died without a will or insurance? If you are not sure, you need to consult with Bowden Financial Group. Larry E. Bowden has over 20 years' experience in the insurance and financial service industry. He holds a BS degree from Morris Brown College in Business Administration and maintains a Georgia State Insurance license. He is a chartered senior financial planner and is the owner of Bowden Financial Group. Based on 100 average Americans, upon retirement age, 1% will be well-to-do, 3% will have no estate and will have to keep working, 4% will have income, 92% will be dependent or dead broke. Let Bowden Financial Group be your financial planner. After all, he has assisted thousands of individuals and small businesses over the years. Bowden Financial Group, 770-981-6024. Once again, 770-981-6024. Call now, Bowden Financial Group.
You are listening to What is Etiquette Anyway, the talk show. Call us now at area code 347-324-3295. That's 347-324-3295. Or email us your comments at etiquetteladies, ladies plural, at gmail.com. That's etiquetteladies at gmail.com.
Okay, and we're back. We're going to try to go back to the phone. Let's see, extension 7684. 7684. Hello? Extension 7684. Okay, extension 1829. Extension 1829. Hello? Okay, I'm not quite sure what is going on. Bernice, you're still with us? Hello, Bernice, are you still with us?
Oh, yes, yes, Donna, I'm still here.
Wonderful.
And may I make a comment?
Hello?
May I make a comment? Hello, Donna.
Oh, okay, now I can hear you. Absolutely.
All right. I'd like to make a comment about that last reference that you made from your book because about writing the thank you cards, because I totally agree with that, and I really do appreciate when I receive one as well. Just recently, well, actually last month, it was Pastor's Appreciation Month, and at my church, many people gave cards to the pastor, and I was totally impressed with the fact that he handwrote a thank you card to every one of those individuals, and it
wow.
had emails out. And it was not just a standard message. It was amazing. There was a specific message of thanks to each individual. And what really impressed me the most is that he gave me one that had a special message in it.
Directed
wow. to. And so
well, we are
I think
certainly, we must applaud him, okay? We must
yeah.
do that. For the simple fact is that you don't hear of that anymore, especially,
know.
You know, from pastors, especially when it's a fairly large church. You know,
right.
you just don't hear that because it seems to be overwhelming and it's just too much, and can you just shoot something out in an email real quickly?
Right.
So that is certain. Oh, wow, that is wonderful. That is absolutely wonderful. Well, I'm sure our audience is trying to figure out how you got in. What magic line did you call in on, Ms. Bernice? Because I'm unable to pick up any callers and callers. I do apologize for our technical difficulty. When you call in, you do want to you want to press 1, and 1 will actually
yes.
Get you into the switchboard itself. So. If you
right.
would, remember that for next time. But thank you so much anyway for trying to certainly reach out to us. I'm going to read. It says, I am thankful for my parents and my teachers. They helped me to do my best. And this comes from Kizzy in Douglasville, Georgia. Well, thank you, Kizzy, for sending us that message. We certainly do appreciate you. There is another one. Let's see. And it's says, dear Etiquette Lady, happy Thanksgiving. Thanks for your show. My family and I listen each week and appreciate your information. And this comes from Dee Clouser in Conyers, Georgia. So I want to applaud both of those messages as well. Thank you so much for reaching out to us. We do appreciate that. And, of course, we always ask you each week as well to initiate a random act of kindness. So we're going to look at that as well.
Now it's time for random acts of kindness.
All right, and this note says, Etiquette Lady, thanks for your show. I'd like to share my latest act of kindness. I was driving on the road, and a man kept blowing at me. When I slowed down, he rolled his window down to let me know my tire was almost flat. I thanked him, and he followed me to the gas station to put air in my tire. This comes from Rhoda in Maryland, Rhoda in Maryland. And, Rhoda, thank you so much for sharing that with us because, you know, who knows? She
possibly could have had a blowout. So there are certainly still, you know, very nice and kind people in this world, and we're certainly grateful for that, for them, and then grateful that you took time to share that with us. Well, we are coming to the end of our broadcast. Thanks again, everyone, for supporting our show and listening. I apologize again for those who we were unable to connect on the switchboard. And, of course, Bernice, we certainly thank you. And I'm sure they're thinking, how does she get in? What back line is she calling on?
I'm grateful that I was able to get in. Another thing I'm thankful for.
That is wonderful. You've been a delightful guest. And, of course, we're glad that all of you are part of the What is Etiquette Anyway, family. Remember, if you have an etiquette question or if you have an etiquette topic you would like to hear us cover in the future, please be sure to let us know, and we will certainly try our best to make sure that we cover that particular topic. Remember the golden rule, treat others the way you want to be treated. That comes from Matthew 7 and 12. Continue to tell your friends and family about our show and invite them to listen. And after all, our goal is to make the world a polite place to live, and we can only do that one person at a time. Remember, never tire of loyalty and kindness. Hold these virtues tightly. Write them deep within your heart. That comes from Proverbs 3 and 3. So just as a reminder, again, reflecting back on, you know, people who may not say thank you when you do something nice, instead of saying, forget it, I'm not doing anything nice for anyone else, remember that proverb, never tire of loyalty and kindness, okay? Be sure to initiate a random act of kindness this week. You can feel free to share that with us if you'd like. Thanks again for tuning in. Be sure to join our show next week. We actually have two shows coming up on the weekend. We have some special children's programming that will be coming up. So certainly gather your children around, and they will certainly enjoy the show. We're going to do a special show on Saturday and Sunday evening. Again, thanks for tuning in. We'll talk again next week. Take care, good night, and God bless.
You've been listening to What is Etiquette Anyway? The talk show. Don't forget to initiate a random act of kindness this week. Thanks for listening, and please join us again next week when we'll discuss another exciting topic.